Getting a few texts about how thick the fog is around White City, Balgonie area, on the outskirts of town here, too. Within the city, I've heard a few people comment that, hey, my neighborhood, really foggy. Downtown Regina, it was foggy earlier, and then it isn't. It's just kind of hit and miss across the city right now. But thanks for the text, 1-877-300-7275. Just want to remind you, if you bought a ticket for the Hospitals of Regina Foundation grand prize lottery show home in the Creeks. It's a $1.7 million grand prize show home that comes with 50 grand. And that 50-50 was well over $1 million, winner taking half. The big draw is going to happen. I believe they do it tomorrow. I do know this for a fact, that Friday morning, the keys will be handed to the grand prize winner. So they're going to announce the top prizes, and then everything else will be posted on their website by December the 12th. No winner last night in the Lotto Max. It rolls over now, something like $60 million for Friday's draw. And be careful. If you're at the office in on buying lottery tickets together, make sure everyone signed the agreement and stands by it, because this guy in Toronto is now facing theft and fraud charges for claiming $1 million Lotto Max ticket, even though he was winning that in a group purchase. He should have been sharing the mill with three others, but he chose to keep the ticket, which he said was a free play. If that makes any difference, it doesn't. But now he's potentially going to lose it all, have to pay all his legal fees to fight this. He's charged with theft and fraud. He could even go to prison yet. But you see, when you win big, the first thing, I guess, the lottery people ask is, are you in a group purchase? If you lie, and you are, it's fraud. So just a little reminder about the office pool. Agrivision amping up at the Maple Leaf Rodeo tonight. Returning to the Brand Center for the first time. It is free admission tonight. It is rush seating, though, so I think it starts at 7. If you want the best seats, you got to be there, well, at least at 6 o'clock, too. School kids and visitors continue to clamor Agrivision the last few days. They love the alpaca zone. I discovered that on Monday. The kids just immediately love going to see the alpacas up close. We spoke to Carol Poole of Tiger Lily Farms, in fact, who was telling us how she likes to fluff up the alpacas, just like 4-H lovers do with their cows.
It's pretty easy with alpacas. You just bring them out of the pasture, out of the pens. I make sure that their toenails are trimmed. I make sure that they have, they're clean underneath their tails.
Yeah, they look so cute, those alpacas. Her farm is outside of Pilot Butte. She says the alpacas always generate a lot of interest at Agribition, especially with school kids. And then we also met this guy, Lori Tonita. He sells tools to trim horse hooves. And he says he sells a ton of tools to the international visitors.
It's been great. Every year seems to be getting bigger and busier every year. There's lots and lots of people. As people come here, stop my booth every day from wherever, United Kingdom, Australia, Switzerland, Sweden, Colombia.
I got to blame Lori for this one, because on my social media feed just this week, I don't know, they're always watching us on our social media feed, but I come across this video of a guy shoeing a horse whose hoof was in bad shape. And this video is like 5 minutes, so I got to watch this guy. What do they call him, a farrier or something? A guy who specializes in horse hoof care. And he restores the horse's hoof. And I just could not turn away from it. Of course, you watch one, then your social media feed has just another every couple. It just drives me insane how you can't watch anything without then it cluttering up your feed. But that's just the way it goes on social media. I want to also remind you that Agrivision CEO Sean Kindup, who was on this show yesterday and confirmed that Friday and Saturday night's rodeo is already sold out. He's right. I was just looking at Ticketmaster. There are new blue. There's maybe a single ticket here and there. But there are definitely tickets, a large amount in the upper bowl for tomorrow night's rodeo. And again, tonight it's free, but it is always one of the most packed nights as everyone tries to get there early and get the free seats. So just a heads up if you're going to Agribition for that. Wherever you might be rambling this morning, you might run into some fog patches, both within the city and out. I've heard thick fog coming out of Lumsden earlier, also White City, Balgonie, and even some fog patches within the city, depending on where you are in it. Hey, Dewdney Avenue between Albert and Broad still closed off, and a lot of people wonder when it's ever going to open up here. Probably any day now. They just Haven't said specifically yet. Just off the Dewdney Strip, what if several businesses not necessarily affected by the actual closure of Dewdney, but would love to see the area thrive a little more, is Chris Larson from Continental Furniture on Halifax. I spoke with Chris. He hopes to see the rail yards area along Dewdney revived even after this.
I guess, you know, any kind of work in this neck of the woods is good work because, I mean, obviously there's a lot of established businesses in the warehouse district, and we'd like to encourage people to, you know, take the time to come down here. I feel like some of the businesses being lost to the newer ends of town, you know, southeast, northwest type thing. And I'm surprised to hear how many people aren't even aware of the amount of businesses down in this area. Anything that will attract customers down to this neck of the woods is great. You know, anything that they do that's going to attract people, you know, I'm all for it. That's great.
How about Continental Furniture? How are you guys holding up these days?
We're doing okay. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of traffic coming through the doors, which is good. And we're hoping that people are following the support local thing and keeping the business and the money in the city here and supporting us and the staff that live and work here. So that's great.
Given the tariff climate, is that an issue for you to overcome in everyone's eyes when they're going to buy furniture? Is there any misconception out there?
I think that people are just getting more comfortable with the way things are in that regard. I mean, to be honest with you, since the beginning of the tariff thing, I haven't noticed a huge hit in our business from that. You know, we've got a lot of loyal customers, and I think people are, you know, if they need furniture, they need appliances, they're going to come to us, and, you know, we're going to help them out.
Yeah, when you've been around 65 years, people begin to trust you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we get a good reputation, I think, and so we're hoping to keep that going and keep people comfortable shopping here.
There's no fear of pricing in the new year, depending on what happens with tariffs. Do you recommend people buy now, or do you fear that you might have to bump up your prices?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's not an unknown. I'm not worried about it, and you know, you deal with things as they come, and you know, everyone's kind of in the same boat in that regard. So you know, you just try to offer the best product at the best service and the best price, and hope that people will come in.
Well, agribusiness is on, so you might get a few rural communities visiting you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Actually, we're kind of anticipating that this weekend. So
thanks for chatting with us.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you.
All right. This is kind of disturbing. I mean, on time, I still like my Campbell's tomato soup.
Campbell's?
Mm-mm, good.
But yeah, now they're having to defend themselves as a company because a company executive was allegedly caught on tape calling the soup company's products highly processed food for poor people and
bioengineered meat. I don't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to hear. But the executive could be heard saying, I don't buy Campbell products, bioengineered meat. I don't want to eat a bleeping piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer. Well, the recording allegedly from a conversation now part of a lawsuit filed by this guy who was a cybersecurity expert for Campbell's, who claims he was fired for sharing that alleged remark when he thought Campbell's soup would be thankful he shared the behavior of one of their executives. But he was wrong. Instead, he was abruptly fired, and Campbell's issued a statement that the executive comments of fake meat being used was just completely crazy.
Nothing melts away the cold like a delicious hot bowl of Campbell's soup.
Yeah, Campbell says the chicken meat used in their soups comes from long trusted U.S. approved meat suppliers and meet their high quality standards. And the company noted too that the executive, we heard they're caught on tape, actually works in IT. He knows nothing about food production, they said, and he's now on company leave during the investigation. I don't know how alarming this is to you. Do you believe that allegedly it could be 3D printed meat? Those little chunks of meat in chicken soup are so small, how would you even know? But a lot of people are commenting on social media about this, wondering, remember, it's U.S. Thanksgiving stateside. A lot of them making their green bean casserole and you use Campbell's mushroom soup, and they're wondering, can they trust it? Well, of course they can, but I love my Campbell's tomato soup. Grilled cheese. Once or twice a month, you got to have it. Really quick lunch, right? But bioengineered chicken? Crazy. Hey, let's go to CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray standing by. He was called to the Rider office one last time yesterday. Who was calling there, buddy?
Jeremy O'Day, just with his season-ending media availability. Normally, it's going over what went wrong, how do you need to improve, but this time it's how do you repeat right now? How do you kind of get guys back? And so that's the job for Jeremy O'Day, and he's admitted the talk has turned to doing something this franchise has never done before, which is repeating. But he mentioned every team wants to repeat. That's kind of the goal, no matter if you win the Grey Cup, right? So the work starts now on 2026. Jeremy O'Day got to enjoy kind of the fruits of the labor there for 2025, seeing the guys raise the cup, but now it's all putting together the team for next season.
Did he mention whether or not, is there any single player that has told him they won't be back?
No one said they aren't coming back. Jeremy O'Day did say, well, they just won the Grey Cup. I think right now a lot of players would like to be back, but hey, it's when they start negotiating, right? When they start getting to those dollar figures, or when guys really start to talk to their families, that they figure out exactly what's going on with this upcoming season. So no news. And even when I asked about Trevor Harris, he said no breaking news there either. They're still waiting for discussions with him as well.
Yeah, but he did kind of expand on what we've already heard even from Trevor, right? Trevor said, I'd be shocked if I wouldn't be back. And he kind of said something very similar too, didn't he, yesterday?
Yeah, Jeremy O'Day expects him to be playing football again next year, of course. I think we all pretty much assume that Trevor Harris will be back, and why wouldn't he, unless something were to change with his family situation, right? He was having one of his best seasons. He looks like he still could play a few years at this point with the way he was playing. So I imagine a contract will be done pretty quickly, because you want Trevor Harris to be one of your best recruiters as well and get some of these guys back and really say that they're going to want to run it back this season.
CJ Mayrider, reporter, Britton Gray. Just to clarify, as Jeremy O'Day spoke yesterday, news yesterday had broke that the Argos were sniffing around wanting to talk to Coach Mace, but he said no. Just to clarify, that actually happened, but O'Day said they didn't ask him?
O'Day said that permission was never asked to speak to Corey Mace about the head coaching job, and when that, he said he's not sure where that came out of. But Corey Mace, when that news kind of broke, did tell him, hey, I'm not interested in going anywhere.
Yeah, any day now, we might see some action ripping down Dewdney in the strip between Broad and Albert, which has been closed because of the revitalization project. They said it would be opening in November. Still not yet. Some Dewdney stores there hoping it's going to be in time, maybe even for this weekend. Lots of Black Friday sales on. They want to get shoppers back. And many have been shopping local as best they can, but it is an inconvenience. And Heike Edwards runs the wine cellar there on Dewdney and checks in with me now. Heike, welcome to the show. I appreciate you joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been a staple over there for how many years now?
Well, we've been on Dewdney for 10 years, in Regina for 31.
Now, how has the project kind of slowed the door opening as frequently as perhaps before the project started?
Well, we've definitely seen a drop in foot traffic with Dewdney being closed, you know, the entire summer. Definitely has affected our sales negatively, but the street is looking very good and, you know, we're hopeful.
What do you like about what they've done?
I mean, it looks really nice. Having a nice paved street will be wonderful. The wider sidewalks look very nice. We'll see if that increases traffic at all. I mean, the street does look very nice.
What do you hope that they add on? Like, after this has been a 2-year project, I know, and you're like, just get it over with. And what are they telling you? Any day now, or have you had an update?
The last update I had was a few weeks ago, and the city told me that they expected to be open between mid and end of November.
Well, it looks like end of November at this point, huh?
Yes. Yeah. We were hoping it would be open mid-November. We're kind of doing a customer appreciation / Black Friday sale on the weekend. And we had hoped that we could, you know, have the street open, but I don't think it's going to be open by the end of the week.
Heike Edwards is my guest from the wine cellar. Do you give the city a little credit? Has it gone better this year compared to the first year, or how's the communication been? What do you think about the project?
Well, my personal personal experience has been that the communication is not as good as it was last year. Last year, we had more regular meetings with the city. This year, I've had to reach out to them to get any answers. Sometimes they responded and sometimes they didn't. So I would say the communication has been not as good this year.
Yeah, that's got to be a little irritating. And what about the accommodation of the fact the street's closed and here you are, your big Black Friday weekend sale here? Are you okay with the parking opportunities?
Well, we've had parking to the west of our building. We have a parking lot there, which is accessible from the back alley, which runs behind our building. You know, the sidewalks are open, so people can certainly walk, but there is parking availability for us. Not as convenient as accessing it from the front of duty, but it is available.
Well, what do you hope the city does in addition, like down the road? Next year, this will be all wide open. It'll look so fresh and new. What do you see as the future across the street from you to enhance the Dewdney area there?
I have some opinions on that. Personally, I hope they do go with sort of mixed-use buildings eventually. I don't think anything's going to happen in the near future, but I think that if they really are serious about revitalizing that area, they have to consider having people living down there more and also having some shopping conveniences like grocery stores and that sort of thing, because there are really not a lot of grocery stores in the area. So that's what I'm hoping. But you know, the city will do what the city will do.
Well, a great perspective. Nice getting it from you, Heike. And I wish you well this weekend with your sale. We encourage shopping local here at Ralco, and certainly want to know that stores are still open, even if Dewdney is still closed down.
Yes, the stores in the area have been open throughout, and I think everyone is looking forward to having the street open again. Yeah, I hope people continue to support local. We've always been big supporters of shopping local, and I myself shop local as much as I can. So, yeah, I hope that people come down and support us.
Nice catching up with you, Heike. Thank you for your time.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.